Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
It only just occurred to me that I did not point out that we did not get Dan Zimmerman in the last hour. That's because of SHOT Show and all the other stuff. We will get him tomorrow. I thought I had it battened down, but I did not. Welcome to, this is hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The WEF has recently wrapped up this year's carbon bomb on Gaia's fragile ecosystem. Vera Jourova is the current vice president of a body ironically called the European Commission for Values and Transparency. Yeah. And while she was speaking at the World Economic Forum, she stated that the United States will soon have illegal hate speech laws. Now, which is rich considering that in Great Britain, 3,300 people have been locked up for social media posts. So, you know, you lead the way, Europe. Now, hate speech laws themselves should be illegal, and in fact are in the United States due to protections afforded by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And unfortunately, this hasn't deterred the Democrats and the wokesters and the other would-be authoritarians from trying to ban speech that they find distasteful and or against their interests. Now, the Daily Caller recently reported that Jourova participated in the Tuesday WEF panel on the clear and present danger of disinformation, along with former CNN host Brian Potato Stelter, Massachusetts Democratic Representative Seth Moulton, New York Times publisher Arthur Sulzberger, who, by the way, carries a gun, and media executive Gene Borgalt. Yeah, Stelter and Sulzberger on a panel bemoaning disinformation. This would be akin to putting Michael Moore and Joy Behar on a panel chronicling the evils of obesity. Now, would the WEF ask Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping to head a panel on international relations and how to treat one's neighbors? That's a stupid question. Of course they would. That's what the United Nations would do. They'd do it too. No sooner had ECVT Vice President Vera Jourova predicted the U.S. would soon embrace hate speech laws that Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat, Texas, came along and proved her right. She has just introduced a bill in the House dubbed the Leading Against White Supremacy Act of 2023, or Laws Act. Get it? Her bill would criminalize hate speech that vilifies or is otherwise directed against any non-white person or group, which means this is racist. This is a racist proposition, right? Hate speech that vilifies white people would still be perfectly acceptable, as it's not hate speech, right? Because you're white. Her bill, were it to become law, would certainly be used by Democrats, the deep state, social media giants, and others aligned with them as a pretext and excuse for the persecution of people who express views that they dislike. Those in power would label anyone who engages in such speech as white supremacists, far-right ideologues, insurrectionists, and terrorists who must be prevented from destroying our democracy. And, of course, if her bill were to actually become law, it would actually destroy our democracy. And she should maybe think about, you know, consider changing her last name, as it's a amalgam of Andrew Jackson's and Robert E. Lee's last names. Both sons of the South and persona non gratis in 2023. But she is anything but wise and has proven that repeatedly over the years. She supposedly, allegedly, once asked a NASA employee if she could see the flag Neil Armstrong planted on Mars. Drink that one in. Today, the only flag that would be approved to be planted on another planet would be that of the LGBTQIIA plus community. And Mars or the moon, it doesn't really matter. No big whoop. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee was never of our world anyway. And our rulers in the WEF, they want to rule the Earth and probably the cosmos too, which would be much easier to do if its population is closer to that of Mars and the moon. As John Kerry said, when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we select group of human beings because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. With talk being the operative world as they fly around the world on private planes and are chauffeured in limousines. This is all baseless virtue signaling. They consider themselves public servants and planet servants. We are the ones we've been waiting for, they shout. But they didn't invent anything. Most have never run a business that produces goods and services or employed people to everyone's benefit. And yet they believe there's no end to their brilliance and service and sacrifice. Here's the thing. You're never going to be able to talk. All right. The reason that industrialization will continue on, fossil fuel will continue to be burned on this planet, is because a lot of people live in poverty. And nobody out there wants to continue to live in poverty. Nobody out there and everybody out there wants to go beyond the middle class. They've been in poverty for a very, very long time. And in a lot of cases, it all comes down to manufacturing. How do you enrich yourself? Well, you have to have something that you can trade. You have to have something that you can sell. You have to have something that was made. And the problem is that everything out there today, when you start talking about petrochemicals, because petrochemicals are present in everything, they're present in all things. They're present in what you're wearing. They're present, if you're listening to this in your car, it's not just in the tank of your car, it's on the dash of your car, it's in the seats of your car, it's on the carpet of your car, it's in the paint of your car. It's just all over. So, I mean, who's going to do without that? Who's ready to give all that stuff up? What is there to replace all of that? And is it ready to go? I've seen a great many things happen in the past where somebody says, oh, we got this new technology, so we're just going to roll it out now and bring all this other stuff in. And they do it, except they don't have enough stuff. And then because we're completely, in a lot of ways, we are reliant on the Chinese. Well, you know, hopefully they just keep on sending the stuff, but at some point that could actually become a bargaining chip, right? Yeah, so all of this stuff that you hear coming out of the WEF, while they fully intend to implement it, I'm still trying to figure out how they intend to actually do it. But we could give them some advice, too. We're not going to eat bugs. You can't have our cars. We got guns. Get over yourselves. Let's stop telling us how to live. There's some advice for you. And you're busy buying oceanfront property and flying around in planes. Obviously not quite it's not going to be the flaming ball of fire you keep guys singing about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, Here's some things for you to consider. 99.9% of you are not hand-to-hand combat experts. And crime is popping. And they want to ban guns. And it really doesn't make any sense to ban guns, because in reality, what that means is that you are actually trying to ban effective self-defense. And despite what you may hear, and what you may read, and what somebody may say, despite that constant hammering by news media with an agenda, guns are used in America far more often to stop crime than to cause crime. And, you know, there's several different sets of numbers about how many times guns are used in self-defense every year. The problem with keeping track of this stat is that the vast majority of the time when a gun is used in legal self-defense, it's not fired. The mere presence of the gun is enough to cause criminals to stop. Clint Smith has a saying, if you look like food, you will be eaten. Regular criminals are looking for prey. They want easy victims. If they wanted it to work hard for a living, they'd get a job. When you pull a gun, you're no longer prey. You are work. So they're usually going to go find somebody else easier to pick on. Most defensive gun uses never get tracked as such. And, I pulled a gun on a human being twice as a civilian. I was legally justified, and the aggressor stopped and left. Those were never used as a stat anywhere, as far as I know, because no shots were fired. You know, women use guns in self-defense this way all the time. Anecdotally, there was once a woman who was had to use a gun on somebody who was acting very rapey, but suddenly found a better place to be because his would-be victim stuck a gun in his face. And again, years later, on a German Shepherd that was attacking somebody's son, she pulled a gun on it. No police report at all on the second one, and I don't believe the first one ever turned up as any sort of defensive use statistic because no shots were fired. So how often are guns used in self-defense? And one of the most commonly cited studies estimates there's around 2.5 million defensive gun uses a year, which is orders of magnitude higher than our number of murders. America's murder rate had been trending steadily downward over the last two decades until 2020 it skyrocketed to the highest number it's been in 25 years, with over 21,000 murders. And keep in mind, not all of those murders were done with guns. 2019 is the last year that you can find a detailed breakdown from the FBI, which is showing 13,927 murders with approximately 74%, 10,258 of those being done with guns. And why was there such an astoundingly massive increase in homicides in 2020? What current events could possibly influence that number? That was the year of the fiery but mostly peaceful protests of people chanting, "All cops are bastards," while cities let hoodlums start up their own autonomous zones. Big city DAs decided to quit sending violent criminals to jail, grifters changed Black Lives Matter to buy large mansions, and the very people they were supposedly helping had their neighborhoods engulfed in violence and chaos for it. It's almost like letting criminals do whatever they want, unimpeded by the law, Mad Max dystopia style, has a negative consequence or something. Regardless, this still puts defensive gun uses about 119 times higher than even our crappiest murder year of recent times. But to really drive this home, let's not go with the high estimate. Let's go with some smaller ones instead. Since everybody who takes a crack at the sets differently, they use different parameters for their studies, results vary wildly, with papers citing numbers between 500,000 and 3 million. So let's use that far more conservative 500,000 number. That still absolutely dominates the homicide number. In fact, the absolute lowest estimated number I could find anywhere was 100,000, which is kind of absurd once you hear that the average result of 17 other surveys was 2 million. The only kind of people dishonest enough to try and sell that 100K number are the vultures. Yet even that ludicrously low estimate, the good guys still win by a rather substantial margin. So even if you use the worst number provided by people who are just as biased as I am, But in the opposite direction, defensive gun use is a huge net positive. Or to put it another way, anti-gun zealots hate you owning guns so much that they are totally cool with the population of a fairly large city getting assaulted, raped, and murdered every year as collateral damage in order to get what they want. And the thing to remember about vulture statistics is that they are always twisted for emotional impact. Mark Twain talked about lies, damned lies, and statistics, but our modern anti-gun zealots would have blown his mind. And their goal was to toss out something that sounds lurid and ghastly, truth be damned, and by the time it is debunked, it doesn't matter. Because the liars and useful idiots will just regurgitate it forever. Like the infamous, in a gun in a home is 43 times more likely to kill you or a loved one than an intruder. That's straight up nonsense, created with embarrassingly flawed methods from a tiny sample that even the authors since revised down to a tiny fraction of that. And he's still grasping at straws to get to that one. Yet, they've been unabashedly repeating this thoroughly debunked lie since 1986. I was in Europe, 25 years old, watching Top Gun. Back to comparing the social costs, I've been talking about homicides versus defensive gun uses, but what about criminals using firearms in crimes that don't result in homicide? That's an even harder number to pin down, and what are the parameters used to define that? And one of the few estimates out there is 480,000. Comparing that to the average estimate, defensive gun uses win handily compared to the really low estimate. They come in about even, and I doubt anybody who has read any of these things or looked at any of these reports is gullible enough at this point to buy any of the nonsense you're going to find coming out of, you know, places like NPR, right? Defensive gun use is a boon for society. People who carry guns are a boon for society. No matter what the media would have you believe. Now, the CDC, they believe there's 3 million defensive gun uses per year. And this study was done in the time of Barack Hussein Obama, when he was the president. He ordered it. He ordered that study. It was part of his 21 executive actions when he didn't get universal background checks that day back in April 2013 in the Rose Garden when he was so upset. He was really upset about that. So, yeah, we got the numbers. Thanks, CDC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Two students are dead after a shooting at a nonprofit mentorship program in Des Moines, Iowa. A teacher also injured. Police say multiple suspects were detained during a traffic stop about 20 minutes later. The man who disarmed a gunman in Monterey Park, California, telling a story. Brandon Say appeared on ABC's Good Morning America this morning.
Finally, at one point, I was able to pull the gun away from him, shove him aside, create some distance, point the gun at him, intimidate him, shot him and say, "Get the hell out of here. I'll shoot. Get away. Go."
Say said the man then did flee the scene. He was later found dead in his van. A recession could be on its way for the U.S. economy. The conference board's leading economic index fell by 1% in December. According to the board, that data suggests economic activity will likely turn negative before it picks back up in the fourth quarter. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Red flag orders, red flag laws. The thing that one of the things they want that they think they can prevent is a rampage killing or any sort of a gun killing or any sort of a killing. I guess I don't know. I'm more concerned with overall violence, to be honest with you. Red flag laws are called ERPOs, Extreme Risk Protection Orders. They prohibit gun possession by people who are deemed a threat to themselves or others, and this is to prevent homicide and suicide. Trying to prevent suicide is a fool's errand. Taking guns from somebody to keep them from killing themselves with a gun and leaving them on the street, you're not preventing anything. Now, legislators in 19 states and D.C. have enacted red flag laws, and the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which Congress passed last year, included grants that encourage other jurisdictions to follow suit. Few problems with these. I expect all of these to finally, they'll all have their day in court because, first of all, there's no due process involved in this. And it remains unclear whether these laws work as advertised, especially when it comes to stopping rampage killings, the main impetus driving this kind of legislation. A recent RAND Corporation analysis found inconclusive evidence that red flag laws decrease suicides or violent crime, and no qualifying studies showing an impact on rampage killings. Indeed, we know that some of the latest rampage shootings that we've had to suffer here in these United States, they were known They were known by the cops. A study published last month in Preventative Medicine aims to start filling that evidence gap by analyzing a sample of 6,787 red flag cases from six states. University of Michigan public health researcher April Zioli and her colleagues identified 662 cases involving alleged threats to multiple victims. While we cannot know how many of the 662 ERPO cases precipitated by a threat would have resulted in a multiple victim mass shooting event had ERPO laws not been used to prohibit the purchase and possession of firearms, the study provides evidence at least that ERPOs are being used in six states and a substantial number of these kinds of cases that could have ended in tragedy. And although Zioli et al. Describe the threats in these cases as credible, there is reason to doubt that assessment as well. The research is nevertheless useful to the extent that it illuminates the question of how to weigh the benefit of a red flag law against the risk that people will lose their Second Amendment rights because they are mistakenly or maliciously portrayed as dangerous. The most commonly used definition of a rampage killing requires four or more fatalities. This is somebody going in that he doesn't know who the people are that he's going to kill. There's no other agenda other than killing a bunch of people and causing a lot of shock. And because of data limitations, this study uses a broader definition, encompassing threats involving at least three other people. And if a man threatened to kill his wife and her relatives, for example, that would qualify as a potential multiple victim mass shooting event. So they're not using the same definitions as the FBI. So would a threat to attack a particular person in a location where bystanders would be present, or a general threat to shoot up a public place, like the, you know, Tops grocery store in Buffalo? ERPOs usually are presented as a way to prevent these kind of killings. But data from Connecticut and India, the first two states to enact red flag laws, indicate that ERPOs typically are deployed against respondents who are viewed as suicidal. Other studies of the use of these kinds of laws, Zeolia et al. Note, reported that 32% of ERPOs in Connecticut and 21% in Indiana were issued to mitigate a threat of harm to others. So they're out there trying to save people from killing themselves. And curiously, the research did not say what the percentage was for their sample, which that's a big part of looking at, having your study peer-reviewed and, you know, that kind of thing. Based on their analysis, we know that at least 10% of the respondents in the ERPO cases were seen as a danger to others. The percentage surely would be higher if the threats involving one or two potential victims were included, but how much higher is not really clear from the numbers that Zioli reports. Seems likely that given the experience in Connecticut and Indiana that most of these interventions were aimed at preventing suicide. And they concede that we cannot know how many of these 662 ERPO cases precipitated by a multiple victim slash mass shooting threat would have resulted in a multiple victim slash mass shooting event had ERPO laws not been used to prohibit the purchase and possession of firearms. That's sort of a big point there. If you're trying to assess the benefit of a red flag law and weigh them against the danger they pose to civil liberties, once again, I mean, these kind of laws miss people all the time. They said, we're unaware of any literature documenting how many individuals threaten mass shootings but do not go on to attempt or commit them, although we suspect that there are many more threats than completed events. And that's certainly true when it comes to suicides. According to estimates from the CDC, 12.2 million adult seriously thought about suicide, 3.2 million made a plan, and 1.2 million made an attempt. But they counted a total of 45,979 completed suicides that year. So about 1.4% of people who made a plan to commit suicide actually killed themselves. And this has direct implications for ERPOs justified by threats of self-harm. It suggests that such orders, even if limited to people who show clear signs of suicidal intent, can reasonably be expected to prevent suicides in only a tiny percentage of cases. If the gap between threat and action is similar for people who talk about shooting others, almost none of the 662 potential mass shooters in Zioli et al. Sample would have followed through even without judicial intervention. So judges, they granted these temporary orders, which last from 7 days to a month, depending on the state, in 93% of these cases. They issued final orders, which generally last up to a year, and can be extended 84% of the time. And they see those numbers as evidence that threats were credible. But that assessment ignores all the ways in which this process is rigged against the respondent in the first place. So, you know, the initial order is given without anybody being able to give their side of the story to begin with. And at the next stage, they actually get a chance to respond, but they have no right to a court-appointed counsel. And if they can't afford a lawyer, well, that's just tough. So keep in mind that the cases highlighted by this study where the respondents allegedly said something indicating an intent to shoot multiple victims, that's just 10% of the total sample. And in 90% of those cases, there was no threat of a mass shooting, credible or not, and many, probably most, did not involve any allegation of threat to others. Every time somebody murders people in a state that already authorizes ERPOs, the supporters argue that it only shows this option is underutilized. So they want to actually cast a wider net. You know what? It wouldn't stop anything. It won't ever stop anything. Casting a wider net inevitably magnifies the danger that innocent people will be deprived of their constitutional right to armed self-defense. Instead of defending that trade-off, supporters of red flag laws pretend that that doesn't exist. So, it's just assuming that this blunt instrument does a good job of distinguishing between harmless oddballs and people bent on mass murder. And given how bad even the trained mental health professionals are at predicting violence, this is not very it's not a very reasonable assumption at all. Not really. So, you know, basically, people are being denied their rights for talk, for talking. This is what it boils down. Just for talking. Just for talking. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? We've gone so far. When I was a kid, we used to make all kinds of crazy threats to each other. We also used to play cowboys and Indians. I took a lot of scalps. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. It just occurred to me that I could be probably accused of cultural appropriation because I said I used to take scalps when I was a kid. I did. And I had a lot of fun doing it, too. I'm glad I grew up when I grew up. I was much better equipped to handle life because of when I grew up. Now, it is a sign that Republicans have retaken the U.S. House when one of them introduces legislation to abolish a federal agency that and has any realistic hope of making it stick. And just hear me out. The target of the proposal from U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz is not the vulnerable Department of Education, but instead the ATF, or as Joe Biden calls it, the AFT. Gaetz said, "My bill would abolish the ATF, acknowledging that his proposal has little chance of passage in the Democrat-controlled Senate and in the face of a potential presidential veto." But Gaetz has a follow-on strategy. "If that doesn't work, we're going to try defunding the ATF, relying on the U.S. House's so-called power of the purse." Then he said, "If that doesn't work, we're going to target the individual bureaucrats at the top of the ATF who have exceeded their authority in rulemaking. And if that doesn't work, we're going to take a meat cleaver to the statutes that the ATF believes broadly authorize their actions." Now, Mr. Gaetz, now in his fourth term in Congress, was well known as a staunch supporter of President Trump. He sits on the House Armed Services Committee and the House Judiciary Committee, where his efforts focus on national security, veterans affairs, and defense of constitutional principles. The ATF is a federal agency that regulates the use and trafficking of firearms, the illegal use and storage of explosives, acts of arson, bombings, and terrorism, and the illegal distribution of alcohol and tobacco products. Now, Gaetz and the other conservative Republicans are incensed by a recent 293-page ruling issued by the ATF that many AR-15-style pistols with stability braces are now considered short-barreled rifles. And this ruling makes the weapons subject to federal registration and taxes, and that change would also make millions of law-abiding Americans retroactively become guilty of a felony under federal law. Attorney General Merrick Garland has defended the ruling, saying that it will help keep the public safe. But that ruling is based on little but politics, according to Mountain Green resident and author Larry Correa. whose recent monograph in defense of the Second Amendment will be released by Regnery Publishing on January 24th. And he said, if a gun is common and useful, then it's protected under the Second Amendment. We're talking about millions of these pistols that meet that definition of common. Moreover, Gates argued the ATF ruling punishes disabled gun owners and veterans who need the stability braces when target shooting. He said, I think the ATF officials are under the flawed conception that a stabilizing brace increases the lethality or danger of a pistol. And he condemned the proposed ruling as virtue signaling to the anti-gun left with no practical safety value. ATF itself has, they've conceded the new ruling is overwhelmingly unpopular, and during its deliberation proceedings, they received 20,000 comments in favor and 200,000 in opposition. And despite that, they said the ruling would have effect of the law 120 days after notice of it is published in the Federal Register. The continued existence of the ATF is increasingly unwarranted based on the actions they are taking to convert otherwise law-abiding people into felons, Gates said. And, oh my, I have to agree with that. And frankly, I think all ATF officials should have to justify their existence. I kind of like Representative Gates. I do. I wonder what I'd have to do to get him on the show. I wonder who I could. I guess I could go looking at for his office. We'll have to have him on. Now, as I said, as I talked about earlier, more than a year after Alec Baldwin had his hand on the gun, his finger on the trigger of the gun that killed Helena Hutchins, he learned that he now has to answer in court for his decisions that day. And when you think about it, just one question could decide the case. But it really depends on if it's asked. Now, both as an actor and as executive producer, Baldwin did everything wrong as regards to gun safety on the Rust movie set. After shooting and killing Helena Hutchins, he gave an interview that saw him ravaged with grief over Helena's untimely death. That devastated reaction was belied by other images as he paraded his happy family across the internet days after Helena Hutchins was, you know, after her widower, Matt, filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Baldwin was so sure he wouldn't be facing criminal charges that he demanded his day in court to prove that he was not responsible for the gun in his hand killing Helena. Now, to be honest with you, I'm kind of surprised he actually got charged with anything. To be honest with you. I'm really sort of surprised at it. But he has. He has been charged. He's been charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. And he's being charged with two of them because the jury will decide which one is the appropriate one. Now, one would be basically due to negligence. The other one would be during the commission of a lawful act, which actually carries a 5-year jail sentence. Because it has a firearm enhancement. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the young armorer on the set of Rust, will also be charged with the same two counts of involuntary manslaughter. And to me, that seems a little bit appropriate. Her primary responsibility was to secure the guns in her keeping. And she didn't. She did not do that. She failed. Baldwin could have gotten his hands on a working gun if Reed had, well, he could not have gotten his hands on a working gun. But the problem is, there was never a real serious chain of custody in regards to who had access to these guns. They were available to everybody. And the final responsibility still lies with Alec Baldwin. The gun was in his hand. And as the old saying goes, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Baldwin insisted that he did not pull the trigger. The FBI tested the gun and determined that it could not go off without pulling the trigger. Baldwin claims that he thought the gun was safe because the person who handed it to him said it was safe. So here's the question to ask Mr. Baldwin, right? I mean, this certainly, knowing what I know about prop guns, if I were ever in the position of having to point a gun on a movie set. You can bet I'm popping magazines out. I'm looking at what's in the magazine. I'm probably emptying the magazine and looking at everything, making sure it doesn't have this, this, or this, that I don't have live ammo in it. Sticking it in there, then I'm checking that chamber and everything else. Or with a revolver, I'm pulling out each thing individually from that cylinder. Given the way that was going. Now, if you actually had a real armorer and a real chain of custody and everything else going on there, but they didn't have that because that costs money. The FBI tested the gun and they determined it could not go off without pulling the trigger. Baldwin claims that he thought the gun was safe. So here's the question, and I asked this earlier. Would you put the gun to your own head and pull the trigger if that's what the scene had called for? If that were the case, would you have checked the gun? Would you have accepted someone's word that the gun was safe? Or, given what we know, I mean, I know about this. I don't know if he knows about this. He's older than me. He should know about this. I mean, we know that people have been shot on movie sets. Some of them have died by being shot with blanks. So, if your own life was on the line, would you actually check, would you safety check that gun? That's the question to ask the guy. We'll see. We'll see if what comes of that. It's now happening. It's in motion. Here we go. As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, I wish you would do this one very simple thing. It's never been about gun control. Remember that. Never been about that. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Remember that. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.